Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. It's nice. We haven't recorded in a little bit, so it's nice to be back.
It sure is.
So let's just go to our first question, Logan. What do we have?
I've recently been promoted, receiving a bonus and an increase in salary, but I have to face jealousy among my colleagues and most of all my former boss.
Ooh.
In addition, the new position is not what I expected. It's really only a transfer to another office to do the same thing in a more challenging work environment. Now I am confused. Could you give me some advice to cope with this blurred situation?
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations.
Yes, congratulations on more money and a higher title.
Yeah, and jealousy is usually what comes with that. Congratulations.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It sure does. Yeah. You know, listen, I think, first of all, how many times have we heard people get a new job or a new promotion and it's not what they thought it was? I mean, That's really typical. And I think, you know, if they didn't give this person an easy promotion, they gave him a challenging one because they think he can succeed at it.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. I mean, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So I throw this question back at this person. I'm assuming it's a man, but I don't know where I get that from. But I throw it back to you. You know, what do you have to do to make this challenge worthwhile?
That's good. I actually would like to address the jealousy because I think it's, I mean, we're laughing about it, but it's an unpleasant side effect often of a promotion. And it's usually especially difficult. It's interesting that it's most difficult for this individual with the former boss as opposed to the colleagues. But we often come across people who are afraid to even receive a promotion because they know that certain of their coworkers or their supervisors will take issue with it and give them a hard time. So I'd just like to say that is part and parcel of your professional development. And one thing that you could do is meet still individually with the people who seem jealous of your new position and just talk to them very concretely about how you're going to work with them going forward.
Well, actually, I think if you tell them how horrible the new job is, that sort of breaks down that jealousy barrier. They go and complain. I mean, that's really what they want. You know, that's really, they don't want to hear.
Tell them you wish you had your old job
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Take the humble, oh, it's not what I expected. Oh, it's awful. It's really challenging. I'm just in another building, but it's really awful. That breaks down that jealousy.
That's interesting. So take the promotion lemon
right.
and make an interpersonal lemonade, you're saying.
I wouldn't have said that, but sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I think at the same time, you have to figure out how you're going to be successful at this terrible promotion. You have to figure it out. You have to ask yourself, you know, what is it? Do I have to maybe get rid of some of these people? Maybe I have to bring in training. You know, what is it you have to do to make this challenge successful? That's really the job.
Yeah. Well, also, though, Kathy, I think it's not over yet. For example, if this is not the position that this person expected, I would recommend that they meet with whoever the supervisor is and go carefully over the job description of what it is they actually have been promoted into, at least to have clarity about what the actual responsibilities are. And then once you know what they are, if there are additional things you would like to be doing, to try to build those in over
well,
time.
Well, I mean, I think in a utopia that would work. But I think what happens is you get promoted into a position and actually the facts of the job may be very clear. It's probably something that they can't talk about. Like that person over there is crazy. Or that person we've been trying to fire for years, but we can't because their sister-in-law is married to the owner of the company. I mean, there's probably what's challenging is probably the unspoken.
Uh-huh.
So you may not actually hear that when you go to clarify this job.
Well, yes,
right,
and I don't fully agree on this point here. just because I think it's always good to go over the territory of what is the expectation if it's not what you thought it was. And you're right, absolutely. It's probably interpersonal stuff or, you know, power struggles or someone who's terribly unhappy that you're dealing with. But the job itself, I think, especially in the early stages, it's really important to go over each responsibility and make sure you understand what you've signed on for.
Congratulations on all of it. Logan, I think we have another question.
We do. I think you guys got to prepare for this one.
Uh-oh.
It's quite a mouthful.
Okay.
Here we go. I would like some help with a difficult workplace relationship. I've been working at my current company for 3 years, and there is a colleague who has been working with the company for about 10. My office is short of 2 staff members. One resigned, and the other was fired, and I'm currently covering for both of them. In addition, I had to switch my workstation from a private area to an open desk in the reception area of our office.
Ugh. Ooh.
This colleague with 10 years at the company sits right next to my workstation. When staff members ask her for help, she sends them to me, not because she's too busy to help them, but because the question pertains to one of the former employees who I'm covering. She does this despite the fact that our supervisor asks us all to chip in, and it's obvious that I'm overloaded with work. In addition, this woman seems to have a personal gripe with me.
Yeah.
I have no clue what it's about, but I've tried reporting the problem to our supervisor, and she insists that we need to work out our problems by communicating openly with each other.
Mm.
My supervisor doesn't understand that this person walks around with an attitude. She can't be told anything, and that she doesn't want to do anything. Any advice?
You know,
build a wall around your reception area desk. That would be my first.
No, I mean, it's really terrible that this person has such a bad attitude. And, you know, I just wonder if she gives that attitude off to everyone else. Probably not. So, you know, I think you have to rise above it. It's, you know, like you don't work for her, you work with her. Mm. So if she sends people to you, why don't you just send them right back to her?
That could be interesting.
You know, why don't you say, look, I'm really busy, so-and-so out there can help you. I mean, you know, this. I feel like this woman is controlling her with this attitude, because the attitude is probably so ugly that instead of, you know, pushing back, she's just the victim of it.
Right. Well, actually, that's a good point. And even in addition to sending people back, she could say directly to this person, look, I really need your help. We all need to pitch in here. You know,
I don't think that's going to work.
But at least she will have said it. What it sounds like right now is she's suffering silently and resentfully in her workstation without saying anything to this woman. And she also did go around the woman to the supervisor complaining about the relationship. So I think there are a lot of assumptions built into the person who's asking the question about this woman, which all could be true. And to your point, Kathy, you could certainly just show her you're not going to be bullied by sending the person back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think she could just simply say, I need your help, and see what happens, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, I mean, normally we always say in a situation like this, oh, take her out for a cup of coffee and ask her where you've insulted her. I think they've gone beyond that. Right? I think that, like, a cup of coffee is not going to solve. Obviously, we're missing a lot of the details here, but I think that this woman is perpetuating, you know, the one with the attitude. She just keeps giving it off because clearly it works.
Yeah, right. There's something probably that's as I said before, a little bit of a bully aspect of her that she walks around, she has airs, and actually, I think she has a private office, does she? While the other woman is sitting in a reception area,
right?
So she has power.
She
literally
has some power.
Yeah.
Yeah. This company has given her some power she probably doesn't deserve. But again, that's not unusual. That happens.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you have to listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't report to her.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why she's so, at the effect of this woman.
Yeah. But, you know, to that point, if this woman is a bully, then maybe a slight variation on your suggestion of sending the other person back, you know, once she's like relaying the person back, maybe the two of them go together, this individual and the person who should be getting help from this, from the bully, and knock on the door and just say, you know,
I'm sending her back here.
Yeah. Yeah. Deliver her. feed her into the lion's den.
Well, I mean, it would be interesting to see if she gives attitude off to other people too.
Yes.
Or if if she's the sole recipient. And I will tell you, if other people, if she does it to everybody and gets away with it, then she's a chip on the shoulder. Then she has held the whole company hostage. And that does happen.
Yes, it does.
If that's a whole other case, send in another question. Let us know you have a chip on the shoulder.
But a sacred cow chip on the shoulder, right? Who's not going anywhere.
Right, she's not going anywhere. But in the meantime, just take it at face value. I mean, I just think that her attitude has worked well. And it served her with you because you get to do all the work. And you just have to push back now in a nice way. You don't have to be mean about it. Just keep sending it back her way. And then let us know how that goes.
Yes. And plus, we want to just recognize you. It sounds like you would like to be recognized for the amount of workload you're taking. You're covering for two staff and trying to do your job. And you have no physical boundaries around your space. So make sure to take very good care of yourself after work hours because you're absorbing a lot of stress right now.
I think that's accurate. Good advice. Well, that's it for this segment.
Yes, join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.